This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. I'm going to hijack the show because I'm in a rancid mood, and frankly, something Otto just said really angered me. What is the point of these postseason awards if we're not going to award the appropriate people? And this isn't a woe is us Detroit thing, but can anyone in this universe explain to me how a president of basketball operations who takes a historically awful franchise, who hadn't made the who's made the playoffs once essentially in 15 years, hadn't won a playoff game in 15 years, from 14 to 44 wins, and he finishes third, not second, third, should have won the award. Like, what executive deserves more credit? Okay, so he didn't do anything. Celtics didn't do anything. Cleveland didn't do anything. Trajan Langdon walked into hell.
Yeah.
So he doesn't win that. Bickerstaff comes here, he's handed scraps, truthfully. Yeah, I know a lot of people are all bricked up about the Malik Beasleys and the Hardaways and the Dennis Schroeders. They're scraps. And Bickerstaff put together a team that was an absolute ball breaker. Did he win Coach of the Year, Rico? Let me help you. What is the point of these awards?
You know what I think the point is, Mike? I agree with you. I think they need to wait on the voting. I know they want to do all of this stuff during the playoffs, but I think if you would have did the same award and people would have saw what the Pistons did against the Knicks and then voted, I think that you would have had Bickerstaff as coach of the year.
Who votes on it? Who votes on that, David?
Is this the writers? Or?
No, because if it's the writers, that's case in point. Those people don't watch basketball. Oh, they watch the team they cover. They don't watch ball.
But I think
it's just like Heisman voters.
Oh, I do play-by-play for Texas A&M.
Right, which means you're only watching A&M football because you're at A&M games. You don't watch anything else.
Well, it says voting for this award is conducted by executives from the 30 teams. So
you know what I would love? I'd love to sit the 30 people down and have them explain to me how anyone in this league did an unequivocally better job, objectively better job than Bickerstaff and or Trajan Langdon. For the Detroit Pistons not to get one of those awards, that's clown.
No, it is.
Clown bleep.
I think that it's
and
one.
Sports writers do vote on the coach of the year.
Losers.
I think that this is going to be one where it sets these guys up for next year. Because, Mike, if today was the deadline for voting, these two would have went hands down because they would be like, wow, not only did you win all of these games, because I think what happened was a lot of people looked at the Pistons how we were saying. They're only winning because they're trying and nobody else is really trying in the NBA. So is it really a turnaround or are they just the only ones showing up and prepare for the test?
But hold on.
Now, when they got to the playoffs, you saw, wow, This team is for real.
Preseason, the win total was like 23.
Correct.
Rico, they got to 44. I don't care if they're playing neighborhood kids.
Mike, they did, but nobody thought it was real. They thought it was like cotton candy victories. Like, okay, they're winning, but teams aren't trying. So, yes, they're showing up and they're getting games, and it's not their fault. But I don't think people value their victories. And then the playoffs happen, and I think a lot of people, if given the opportunity, would change that vote and say, ooh, we screwed up here. Detroit, you know, Bickerstaff should have got that. Trajan putting together that team and giving the Knicks fits like that, yeah, he should have been the general manager of the year. I'm with you.
I know that.
But I think that it's like the Heisman voters who turn in their vote, and it's like, guys, there's still games to be played. Well, I've gotten my mind made up.
Most Heisman voters don't even watch sports. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to people.
But the fact that 10% turn in their votes before the championship games are even played.
You know how I know they didn't watch sports? They put Jabril Peppers in New York. All right, David, go ahead, and then we can move on. I'll do some ticket text, and I want to get to the Lions. And I'm sorry to hijack the show, but there are certain times I get so upset. And it's not a woe is us in Detroit thing. It's that for the Detroit Pistons, who performed one of the great turnarounds in sports, not basketball, sports, to not get a single award for the coach or the president of basketball ops, then just scrap the awards. They're a bigger joke than the Oscars. Every time these movies that win an Oscar, these movies blow. No one even watches these things.
That's true.
Honestly. Oh, you didn't watch Nebraska?
Okay.
No, I can't watch Nebraska football, much less a black and white movie about a pickup truck. Who picks this crap?
Bro, I tried to do that one year. Like, I'm going to watch all the Oscar movies.
Oh, please. I didn't make it through two of them.
I was about to say about 1.5 in and was like, you know what? How about we just, no. Just no.
David.
Because you're right, Mike. It's, you know, I can argue, okay, not winning Sixth Man of the Year, not winning Most Improved, you know, stuff like that, that they were also
right.
our players.
But coach or front office,
correct.
The architects of that turnaround
correct.
To not win an award, come
correct.
On.
And the Cavs were already a good team. Yes, they've taken it to another level, but 14-44. And you don't win anything executive or coach, that is ridiculous.
But see, also coaching-wise, I wonder if just Bickerstaff's abrasive, his style on the court may have held him back, that people just didn't like him.
Well, knowing that the sports writers are the ones voting for this, I can definitely see that.
Right. And so
we don't like you.
Right. I don't like how you complain and whine all the time. So, no, I'm not going to give you my first. You did a good job, so I'll reward you with my second place vote.
From text, from Chuck.
And Mike, you know that just from the Heisman. I'm sure you talked to those Heisman people. It's like, well, you play for this team, so I can't give you my vote. What is it? Is he the best player or not? Yeah, but. There's no but.
From Chuck, he says, good afternoon, guys. Mike, the worst part of the JB not winning it are the hacks that didn't even have him in their top three.
Okay, see.
Totally ridiculous.
And that's my point. If Trajan finished second, maybe I could make sense of it. Third? But for how could three coaches in the NBA have done a better job than JB? How?
And I think it goes back to some don't like his style. And that's why. And it's not right. And it's not fair. But when you let the sports writers, people pick what they like and they don't like him. We love him here in Detroit. But it ain't all Detroit writers who are voting for him. So some just said, I'm just going to leave him off my ballot thinking I'll show him. And this is what happens.
Someone says, there are 30 guys around the league who could have improved the Pistons. They had a coach who didn't want to coach here. I don't give JB that much credit for what he did.
Wow. Oh boy.
Then another person, you do not get an award for going from the worst basketball team ever to becoming an average NBA team. Sorry, not impressed.
Okay.
Horrible to mediocre isn't something to celebrate.
Oh, hold on. So if you don't celebrate that type of turnaround, then what turnaround do you celebrate? Because the awards generally end up with good team who was good. I mean, that's you're expected to win 50 to 60 games in a lot of these places. So what are we championing?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me when Langdon, in his press conference before the season, basically said, I'm just, you know, going, he basically said they brought in Beasley to trade him. They were bringing in pieces to trade mm-hmm. at the deadline, and they won and kept everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of felt like the Tigers where they were just, you know what, we're going to field a team, no expectation, and the team exceeded all expectations. Like, wow. So you went from, yeah, Tobias Harris supposed to be trade deadline to help build for next year's season. They won games. I just think that I'm going to go back to it. People voted, and they didn't really respect the Pistons because they thought, yes, you won games, but did you really win games, or teams just kind of took you too lightly?
Okay, and maybe I'm stupid because I look at, wow, they shattered their win total by 21.5 on the over. Maybe I'm a dummy.
But, I mean, you saw that, and it's not that Vegas is the end-all, be-all, but going into the series with the Knicks, they had people were like, you have no chance of beating the Knicks. Well, actually, they did. They probably should have beaten them, but they made rookie mistakes because they were new to the playoffs. But other than that, they played the Knicks tough, and even the Knicks came out and was like, man, we weren't expecting this. That tells me if the Knicks are saying we weren't expecting this, the league wasn't expecting that.
Thank you. Go ahead, David, one more, and then I'm moving.
Make it easier. Wait until the postseason is over and just give the coach of the year to the team that wins it all. There's gambling involved. Reporters should have no say.
Thank you. Man, make it easier. Idiot reporters shouldn't vote. Make it easier.
Hate to say it, but a team having one of the worst seasons of all time doesn't mean they're any more special than next year because of that bad season.
All right. Okay.
What am I missing?
We're good here.
Team lost 30 games in a row season prior. New GM, new coach, win 44, make playoffs. I don't know. That, to me, the coach or the president of ops should win an award. But you know what? I'm an idiot.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
All right, Rico busy holding court in the bullpen, so he'll get to us eventually. Let's get to what we really were supposed to talk about in the 3 o'clock, not Detroit being screwed in the awards. Vegas has released win totals for all the NFL teams. And a couple days ago, I heard Cookies talking about this, and I thought it was something we should address too. Because I think people's reaction shows they've normalized something that is once in a generation. And what I mean is going 15-2 is not normal. It doesn't happen every year for any team, and it certainly doesn't happen in the league. It is something that, if you are truly a great organization, happens once every 20 years. And that's if you're any good. The Lions 15-2 is just that. it's a moment in time. Put a bow on it, frame it, laminate it, wear it around your neck. So when Vegas came out with the win total, you know, Costa and John and, you know, Tom, they were all like aghast. Oh my God, this is the height of disrespect. So let's have a conversation about this. The Lions win total in Vegas is set at 10.5, juiced to the under. On surface, you go, how dare they? Are we really going to be 5 games worse? Yeah, it's quite possible. I mean, if we really look at this, for one, you'll yell about injuries, and I will agree with some of it. I'll tell you the way your schedule actually played out. Not the paper version in August. The way it actually played out, your schedule was cake. It was a cupcake. The whole thing was like a lot of Michigan's non-conference years. Cupcake city. And you did your job. Well, the Vikings, bruh. I told you the Vikings were frauds all year long. Fake. You played Jordan Love on one leg. You played a Niners team that quit. You played a Dallas team that was vomit. You got waxed by the Bills. You don't get credit there. So the whole point I'm making is when you step away from 15-2, the actual high win total in the league might be 11 or 12. It starts to look more normal. So let's look at this, Rico. They lose both coordinators. They Check. Didn't have a very active offseason.
Check.
And they are going to play, I want to be fair, they are going to play roughly half of this season without one of the 5 best defensive tackles in football in Aleem McNeil. He will not be back anytime soon.
Correct.
Factor all of those things in.
I'll add, Mike. I'm sorry, but no, I will add, I don't think that you're going to get that same Aiden Hutchinson that started the year last year at the beginning of the year this year. I think it's going to take him some time to get back up to speed.
If I could sign a piece of paper for 10, 11 wins, I'd do it right now. There is no guarantee you're going to be awesome. There's no guarantee, because I'll tell you this, we won't find out the actuality of the schedule until live fire happens, but the paper version of your schedule, look out.
Yeah.
And I think the 10.5 is appropriate. Now, maybe you win 11. Maybe you don't. But the idea that it should be 12.5 or 13.5, I think you're swimming in Willy Wonka's chocolate river in the factory. You're out of your mind. But I wanted to hear from fans. Are you being disrespected, or do you believe this is simply a very natural and normal regression to the mean, that the historical season cannot somehow pervert reality? Yes, Kenny.
Well, I was going to say, to consider it being ridiculous to say that they're going to be 5 games less than, I don't know, near perfect that they were last year in terms of record. I don't think that's crazy at all. And you combine the fact that you lose your coordinators, you combine that with the fact that per, it looks like Sharp Football Metrics, they have the 3rd hardest schedule in the league.
On paper.
On paper, yeah, right. Which could mean nothing by the time the ball's actually kicked off, and that's fine. But all those things combined, yeah, I don't think you're crazy to say there could be a little regression here.
Well, and look, fellas, if I said right now I'd take 11-6 and sign a piece of paper, I'll be vilified by Lions fans, but I'll tell you what 11-6 guarantees me, playoffs.
Yeah.
I'd sign it today.
You absolutely want to do that, Mike, because the reason why I think that they're sitting there at 10.5 and you say it's juicy the under, it's, as you stated, last year you really didn't play any good teams. And when you did, it didn't go so well. This year, tell me what these teams have in common. Baltimore, Chicago, Cincinnati, Green Bay, Kansas City, Los Angeles Rams, Philly, Washington, and Minnesota. Those are all your road games. That's why last year, do you know how many road games they actually played out in the elements? Let me help you. 2. You played the Bears.
Oh.
And you played Green Bay. The Bears, by the time you played them, they had already quit. They had fired their coach, and they were just trying to go for a draft pick. Green Bay, Kirby Joseph wins the game. It was a rainy day. Now you're going to be playing, of those, 7 of those games will be played out in the elements. So once the real schedule comes out, you may be playing Baltimore in the middle of December.
Yeah.
That's Jared Goff's kryptonite, is outdoor weather in the cold.
Are you being disrespected, or is this really kind of the reality check many of your fellow fans need? That, look, 10.5 is a really ambitious win total. Winning 10, 11 games in this league is not easy. And I don't think the Lions are going to be bad, but I won't be surprised in the least if they're 5 games worse.
Yeah.
Or 4 games worse, because automatically, 15 was never real. It's just not.
And Lions fans, if it makes you feel any better, there's only 4 teams that have a higher win total than you. So it's not like you're being totally disrespectful.
Well, what Lion fan will tell you is, how come we're not viewed like those teams? So?
Philly, Baltimore,
okay.
Buffalo, Kansas City. All 4 at 11.5.
Say it one more time for the people in the back. Philly,
Baltimore, mm-hmm. Buffalo,
yep.
Kansas City.
Yeah, 2 words. Superstar quarterbacks. And I like Jared Goff more than most. He is not those guys. And I think the separator and why you're viewed different is, you're the best team who doesn't have a superstar QB.
Mm-hmm.
That's reality. You're better than San Francisco. They've got a guy who drives a combine.
Well, actually, according to Vegas, you're not.
What's San Francisco?
10.5.
Under all the way. David, entire general fund, under Niners, 10.5.
You know what?
I'll take that bet. 248-539-9797. Kenny or David, go ahead here. Because I don't feel like it's disrespect. I feel like it's a reality check this city needs.
I'll speak on behalf of Lions fans. Actually, I'll speak on behalf of myself, because I think Lions fans will crucify me for saying this. Correct. Also, I would right here, right now, sign that piece of paper. Give me the 11 wins. Sign me up for another playoff.
All right, would you sign 10-7?
Yes. Probably still would, yeah.
Yeah, I would. And next week, we can really solidify this when the actual schedule comes out. But, yeah, last year, your schedule was the perfect schedule. As I stated, every game was played inside or out in some warm weather stadium except for 2. This year, you're out in the elements on the road against top teams. And, oh, by the way, of the teams that I named off, you're playing 3 of those 4 teams that are 11.5 wins. So your competition, at least right now on paper, is a lot better than it was last season.
Good talk, guys. Good talk.
I tried.
What's your favorite Michigan delicacy? 248.
Met Gala.
Yeah. What outfit wowed you last night? David, ticket text. I'll get to callers. Oh, wait.
Healthy 11 wins is the floor. That's what someone says.
I'm sorry. I got to laugh at some of this stuff. 11 is the floor?
Well,
this isn't 1985 and there's no cap and limited free agency rights.
Here's where a lot of Lions fans, and Kenny, stop me if I'm out of pocket here. They were 15-2 and they had a decimated defense. Defense will be back. Hutch will be back. So why would you fall off to 10 or 11 wins when you were able to achieve 15 with no defense last?
Loss of both coordinators. You're down arguably your best defensive player because Aleem is a top 5 defensive tackle. And I'm sorry, but I think when you start to really look at it, this schedule is going to be a lot different. And when you lose coordinators on both sides of the ball, I think there's a natural regression that takes place to how you run your operation.
Yeah.
You don't believe me? Go look at the Eagles from 2 years ago when they lost both coordinators and they were trash.
Bro, you're on fire. But you're right. And I don't think you're going to run through your division and go undefeated this year.
No, Bears got better. Vikings, here's the thing. I don't know anything about J.J. McCarthy. But all I can tell you is the Vikings, with a rookie-scale contract, went out and improved on both sides of the ball. John Jansen, who's as big of a Lions boner as there is, John has even said, look out for their O-line. So the idea that Minnesota won't fall off, Bears are better.
And I know a lot of people say Jordan Love, well, he's garbage. I do remember he got injured in that horrible, horrific turf in Brazil and was never the same all year long.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think it's going to be kind of a bleeper get off the pot a year for him.
Yes.
But I think he has ability to be a top five quarterback. So when I look at the division, I'm with you. When I look at the schedule, I'm with you. Both coordinators down one of my three overall, four overall best players for half the season. That's before a single injury. I look, man,
and
sign me up for 10, 11 wins. I'd take it.
As far as the offensive coordinator, I don't know how long it's going to take for time to kick in. Remember last year, they started off slow. I don't know how quickly they'll be able to jumpstart this offense with John Morton.
And maybe I'm giving Ben Johnson too much credit.
But even with Ben Johnson here, remember the first couple of games, they didn't look like the same team. And we were told, be patient, it's coming.
248-539-9797. We get to your phone calls. Next, 97.1.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we get to the people. We've asked a question. Las Vegas has 10.5 as the win total for your Lions. Morning Show thinks it's disrespectful. I think it's just not being drunk and high at the same time. Yeah, that's probably right in the range of where you're going to be. Lose both coordinators. Ali McNeil's dead. Schedule a lot harder, and you play in the best division in football. But let me hear where you're at. I'd sign a piece of paper right now for 10, 11 wins, and I wouldn't think twice. Let's go to Bill, 97.1. Billy, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I was all excited when I called you because the sun came out for 30 seconds, but now Armageddon's back, but that is what it is. Well, we know the cookies. His cookies are a little different than the ones we're all eating anyhow, but the playoff season last year, the playoff game already showed the perversion of the record. Their ghost caught up with them. They weren't as good as everyone thought they were. On paper, they weren't as good. A rookie quarterback destroyed them. And personnel this year, personnel-wise, were actually probably worse with too many question marks. And then again, like you said, losing the two coordinators, I think if we can win 10 games, and who knows, it could be a wild card for us. But, yeah, our playoff showing last year already showed that it was a perversion.
Yeah, and again, it was a magical year. It obviously didn't end the way anybody wanted, but I just think the idea they're going to come anywhere close to that with the factors we've listed, it would be one of the greatest organizational and coaching jobs you'll ever see if they could get anywhere close. I mean, if they got the 13, throw a parade.
If they got the 13, Dan Campbell's coach of the year. We don't have to worry about this.
No, just put a statue of him out there, honestly. But a 10 or 11, take it.
Because 13 means that you went out and beat some good teams on the road, not the teams you played last year.
Let's go to Anthony, 97.1. Anthony, what's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
If you guys got that paper, I'll sign it right now for 11 wins. I'll take it. Because two main reasons why, you guys mentioned it. Number one, the two new coordinators. Now, I know Shep's been there for, throughout the whole time that Campbell's been the coach, but we don't know. I mean, Hutch is kind of questionable because before he got hurt, he was going up against pretty much backups that were playing. And the main reason to me is the division's getting better and better every single time. And another thing, it took the last game of the season for us to get a bye. We could have easily been a wild card team too. So if Sam Darnold, if anybody else was quarterback for the Vikings, they probably would have been a wild card team and still probably would have lost anyway. So I just feel like 11 wins, 10, 11 wins, I'll take it. I'll take a wild card, placement in the playoffs for that.
And I don't think Vegas is being disrespectful in any way, shape, or form because the four teams that have a higher win total than you at 11.5 all have MVP caliber quarterbacks, not the Jared Goff grocery store MVP chant, the real MVP thing. Like, Anthony, I can't argue with it because all of those guys on their own can outright win a game. Jared Goff can't
Absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely. No, he played great. He played great, but when we really needed him the most, he didn't. That's why we had the same number of playoff wins as Minnesota.
Yeah, Anthony, you saw what happened, right? When Josh Allen came and he went head-to-head against him, that thing was over fast.
You just had to say that, didn't you?
What?
That Bills game was such a train wreck. Look at Kenny. Look what you did to the man. Look what you did to him. Bad enough the Wings fell in the lottery.
We were talking about MVP quarterbacks.
I know, but it's just not the Bills game again. That was horrible.
I'm sorry. You're chastising you.
I'm trying to bring a ray of sunshine.
Bender, I say one thing.
Trying to bring a ray of sunshine.
Really?
I'm kidding. Adam, no, I'm in a very bad
mood. I missed when you replaced him with a recycling bin. That was much more fun for me.
That was
you know what?
That was the start of the show.
You know what? You can have the bin back. I can go home.
Listen.
You want to bring back the cone? Go ahead. I can leave.
Okay. I was being berated about the Celtics pre-show. It was a disgusting loss. And the recycling bin made an appearance on Rico's desk. We go to Adam, 97.1. Adam, what's going on, pal?
Hey, gentlemen. Great show today.
Thank you, sir.
I got to say, yeah, I'm with some of the other callers here. You signed me up for 11-10 wins. I mean, 11 wins might win you the division. Usually, in most years, that does win a division.
Yeah.
10 wins, yeah, we're a wild card. But you know what? If we're a good enough team and Dan Campbell is so star-spangled awesome, then we should win playoff games, too, even on the road. And with all those games that we have on the road, we're going to be road tested. So, yeah, give me the 10-11 wins. I'll take it. I mean, it's just that's what you have to do to be a great team. And the four teams, like you guys were saying, ahead of us, those are great quarterbacks, and those are some of the best teams in the league. We're right there with them. What? There's no disrespect.
No. No, it's more, I I'm basing this, it's every show's got their own deal, Adam. It was like they were aghast at 10.5. And I go, all right, so what are they supposed to put it at? 13.5 for you? What you did last year, let's face it. Come on,
once in a lifetime.
At least once a decade, once every 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Giants have ever won 15 games.
I think the Chiefs did once.
Did the Niners? Have you had a 15-win season post Joe Montana?
I don't know. No, they haven't.
Especially with that bum who drives a combine. All right, let's go to Danny, 97.1.
When they beat the Lions?
Yeah, I know. Okay, see, that's once again.
No. You don't get to throw it and not take it.
Well, I was making a point.
He lost to the Lions last year.
Yeah, what about that?
When the game counted.
That big Monday night tilt.
You know what? Yeah, he still lit him up.
You remember we were all excited last summer? Oh, my God.
It was Revenge Tour.
Lions Niners, December 30th. Rico's not packing a bag. He's going to the game. Cutscene. It was like, didn't even need to watch.
It's actually more exciting than I thought.
248-539-9797. I'm going to get to your calls. Then we'll get a little football today. I got a Red Wings thing to take care of as well. What? What's your issue? Nothing. I see you staring at a little piece of legislation over there. What do you got going on?
I was just making sure I didn't have a read. That's all.
Well, you want to do a little switcheroo? You want to do a little double reverse? What do you want to do?
I can.
Hey, go ahead. Go ahead, Spank. Whatever you want. No. I just wanted to see David's head explode.
Oh, sure.
We're going to go right to the people, get a football today in a little bit. We discussed the Red Wings getting boned in the lottery again, but why it's a good thing. Odyssey.com Rewind. I want to go right to Danny. We're talking Lions. The win total, 10.5. Morning show thought it was a crime against nature. I actually think it's appropriate. You're not winning 15 games again. And in fact, you weren't a 15-win team last year. Your schedule ended up super easy. You lost both coordinators. Yes, the injuries. But it's not an offset for the next season to automatically what? Put a win total of 13 out there, 12 out there. There are four teams in football that have an 11.5. They all have superior quarterbacks to you, at least in the regular season for Lamar. Let's go to Danny, 97.
Cup of bitterness.
Jason Tatum. Danny, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, Rico, how you guys doing today?
Good, hey, pal. What's up?
All right, so I would sign a piece of paper, obviously, if they won 10 games or 11 games. I think that they're going to regress even down below that a little bit, maybe 9 games. They went 9-0 versus non-playoff teams last year. They play 7 road games, and these road games are not powder puffs. You're playing Kansas City, Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore, you know, Cincinnati. These are not easy games. You lost both coordinators, like you said. I think they're going to regress a little bit. I mean, obviously, 15 wins. I don't know how many teams have actually won 15 games in the Super Bowl era, but it's not a lot. It was a magical season that ended on a crappy game, but I just cannot see, like, how people. I had one of my buddies get pissed off at me because I was like, 9 games, and he's like, "You're out of your mind," you know, 14, all this stuff, and I'm like, "You're delusional."
Do you know what I just don't? Do you know what that segment of Lion fans are? I call it the Costa segment of fans. they are the homeless guy who hits the lottery and they're broke 2 days later. They don't even understand what has happened to them.
Yeah, and the other thing I'm kind of wondering too is like, say they win 9 games or 8 games or whatever, or even 10.
Yeah.
Are people going to start getting upset with Holmes sitting here saying we're going to bring the band back together and not bring in a piece
help
them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, or are they just going to keep drinking his bathwater?
No. This is where on the villain arc, if the Lions simply go 10-7 and don't win a playoff game, all the people that are mouthwashing his socks are going to turn on him, Danny. That this is the beauty of sports. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's just put this in perspective, guys. They're road games. We're going to take the under for the Vegas under. And I realize this, you know, it's Vegas.
All right.
Here's all their road teams that they're playing. Baltimore, 11. Chicago, 8 victories. Cincinnati, 9. Green Bay, 9. Kansas City, 11. Los Angeles Rams, 9. Philly, 11. Washington, 9. Minnesota, 8. That's your road schedule.
Dear God, there's not a gimme in that list.
No, there's not.
Not on paper.
Not right. And that's why I said on paper.
Right. Jalen Daniels could fall down the stairs and he's in a body cast. It's different.
Looking at the Vegas over, and I took the unders for everybody. So that's your road schedule for next year. Your home games, you're playing a lot of games that you should not. They should win every game at home. I mean, that's where you got to rack up all your victories. And hope to steal.
Yeah, they should beat the Steelers.
Maybe 3 or 4 games on the road. That's what it really boils down to. You win all your home games, you steal 3 or 4 road games. Because your home games, that's
who you got. Yeah, I mean, obviously, everybody, give me non-divisional home games.
Non-divisional home games, you have the Browns. You have the Steelers. You got the Bucks. You have your Giants. You got the Cowboys.
Oh, my God, the Giants are coming here?
Yes.
Oh, no. Come on, man.
What? Those are your
Can somebody feed my team some bad lettuce or something and they can't get on the plane?
So those are your 5. God. Dallas.
Giants are going to get murdered.
Giants, Browns, Steelers, and the Bucks. Bucks are the only team that I think non-division that you may struggle with. And I don't think that's going to be that
but
big of a struggle.
But you understand my point is that, look, you're not going to go undefeated at home. You're not going to go winless on the road. And in the midst of this, you're probably going to do something this team didn't do last year. You're going to drop a game you shouldn't drop. 11-7, I'd sign the paper right now. That's my only point in this entire conversation.
You lose, outside the division, you lose one of these home games. Man, that's...
What? All right, let's go to Nate. Rico's depressed. Nate, how you doing?
Doing good, gentlemen. How about yourself?
Good, pal. What's up?
Obviously, 10 wins is a great total for us. I think it makes complete sense if you just look at the fact that our division last year was the best in football, and we escaped by sweeping the division, which isn't going to happen again. We went 7-2 in one-score games last year, where if you take one of the losses out because it was Buffalo, it didn't really count, in my opinion, because we were getting waxed that game. It's 7-1, and I believe this fan base is the fan base that was making fun of Minnesota a couple years ago for going, 8-0 in one-score games?
Hey, yep. Nate, real
and
quick.
And they were frauds.
I want to ask you a question because you brought up something I had a conversation with, I think with Rieger. You said this division was the best division in football last year, right?
Correct. The playoffs, no.
I was about to say, but were they? Because they didn't win a game in the playoffs.
Right. So, on paper, best division in football in terms of records across the board. And arguably, I would say not so arguably, every other team has taken steps to getting better this year, more so than we have. We've kind of I think, regressed in just the fact that we've kind of kept the band back together and lost both coordinators. So if you're looking at, in a vacuum, each different team, every other team in our division took a step to getting better, a bigger step than we did. So if you look at the 7-2 in one-score games last year, if a handful of games go the other way, coaching malpractice Thanksgiving Day, if there's an extra coat of paint on the goalpost in Houston and a great comeback there, you got Viking in Minnesota last year. We had to make a last-second field goal to win the game.
Yeah, there were so many situations. Everything went right. It was a dream season
exactly.
That injuries took away in the postseason. I'm with you. Like, Nate, you won a road game on national TV where your quarterback threw 5 interceptions.
Exactly. To think 15 wins is the norm just makes no sense to me. Like, that's with going 7-2 in one score. It's not going to happen every year.
I'm totally with you. It's like people who normalize 17 scandals in an athletic department. It's not normal. Not normal. It's decidedly not normal.
No?
Definitely not. Okay. David, take a text, please.
We better hope that most of those brutal away games are in September and October. We need that help to get to 11-12 wins.
Yeah, but hold on. Go ahead. He's pointing a finger. What do you want? What am I looking at? I'm supposed to care about Richard Jefferson. Oh, hey, look. Hey, it's Bleep Hole, a.k.a. Jason Tatum. Thanks a lot for last night, Jay. Great performance. Idiot.
Yes, regression should be expected. Schedule, staff, and roster changes, and Hutch's leg.
Get him off the TV. Turn that off.
Commercial's gone.
Just get him out of here.
The diehard.
He doesn't deserve to wear a Superman cape, not even on Halloween. That was criminal. He played like he owed the mob money last night. Now, what were you saying?
11 wins is fine. I sign up for that. That is Frank at work.
Oh, here you go. Yeah, real tough play by Jaylen Brown right there. Mikal Bridges just stole your undies.
The Lions could finish third in their division. Another one says, the Lions definitely will take a step back this year. There's no way that you lose both coordinators and don't suffer from that.
See, and that's the biggest factor to me, beyond the schedule, beyond any roster stuff. The loss of two coordinators who became highly coveted head coaches. Yeah. I can't just gloss over that.
No. For me, David, is going back to what the other ticket tech said, I need to know when you're playing Baltimore, when you're playing Chicago and Cincinnati. And
why they got to bring their kids up to the podium?
Well,
this is not a daycare center.
That's not his kids.
Who are those kids?
Those are his nephews and niece. His brother died this year, so he's taking care of them.
No, that's fine. They can't be at the podium. They can't be at the podium. Steph Curry's kid shouldn't be there. Deuce Tatum shouldn't be there. And rest in peace, the niece and nephew should not be there. That is ridiculous. It's a professional setting. David, I'm sorry.
No.
The kids are gnawing on the microphone.
This is why I accepted in this term, because he has stepped his game up since that happened, and yeah, I think he's great. Using him as the motivation.
Okay, all wonderful. Shouldn't be at the podium. Just like the kid whose grandmother died shouldn't have brought a framed 18x20 on the stage at the draft.
He's acknowledging her.
Just, you know what? I hate all NBA playoffs. There. That's my statement today. Can we do a football today, please?
This is really hard.
Please. Rico, it was the most disgusting performance since Game 7 of the 2010 NBA Finals for me as a Celtics fan. That was ridiculous. 15 of 60?
Yeah, it was. But, Mike, it's Game 1. It's not Game 5,
you know,
not Game 6.
This
it's
is
game
the difference.
One.
This is the difference between champions and people from Detroit.
Oh.
That's the difference.
Oh.
Right there.
Wow.
Championship standards.
Wow. So you were going to go undefeated?
No. Yes, that's the goal.
Okay.
15-60. Kenny's got better odds on pickup lines at the Playboy Mansion than the Celtics did shooting threes last night. Think about that.
Probably should have shot more twos.
Football today is next.
Definitely should have shot more twos.
I quit.
Twos were good.
So many twos.